You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's our good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68 Hot Yellow Woods with Ando Sartaka. At spring, we are changing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as I have a very special guest from Kennesaw Police Department, Officer Melina Martin. I'd like to welcome her to the show as we talk about a special pen pal program that they have established there at their police department. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Officer Martin.
Thank you, sir.
Glad to have you today. And I would like to know the inspiration behind this pen pal program.
So there's a couple different things. I have two children of myself. And one of the things I noticed a couple weeks ago why they started school was that they love going out and checking the mail. And then after they check the mail, they come in and we start doing homework. And I noticed their penmanship is really bad. And so I thought that, you know, what I did when I was younger is I would write my cousins from different states. And part of me was like, I feel bad. You guys have no one to write to. Like, pen pal and any kind of penmanship is kind of a thing of the past. And I wanted to bring that back within our community. We have so many schools and so many great kids that we get involved with that I wanted to somehow get children involved while still doing something that is going to encourage literacy amongst the kids where they have a reason to write and a reason to get better at writing. And hopefully they'll enjoy it where we can get kind of like a relationship going. And so that was more of like the inspiration on what started it.
And Officer Martin, as I think about my younger days, I had a pen pal in Oregon.
And I also had a pen pal that was in the Middle East serving during Desert Storm when I was in elementary school. And those actually established relationships with people, as you talked about, the importance of establishing those relationships that maybe social media doesn't quite match the gift of a card.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if somebody says, even just happy birthday or hey, how are you on Facebook, there's something so different about holding something that's tangible. And even my 5-year-old likes junk mail because he thinks it's something for him. So to be able to give that to the kids in our community where the mail is actually for them from a police officer has been really fun to start doing.
When we think about community policing and we think about being proactive and establishing those relationships so that when a young person, wherever they are, if they're in Kennesaw or if they're somewhere else, that they've had a relationship, a foundation laid with a law enforcement officer where they feel more comfortable because they have established that rapport with someone in law enforcement is a good thing in the future, depending on what situations arise for that individual.
Yeah, exactly. Or if they've had a negative experience, or maybe they haven't had any experience, they've just heard about what it should be. This is going to give them a one-on-one with the police officer. So, they could write about their favorite color, what kind of pets they have, what they did in school, what they're struggling with school. And it can be as simple as just telling me about yourself. And then it could get into possibly being like a diary or an outlet for them to talk to somebody else, where maybe we could build more of a point of contact to get resolved some things if that happens in the future.
You bring up a great point, because I'm not so sure that even as grownups we have people that we trust as friends that we can confide in. And it might be that this establishes that relationship where a young person is very comfortable with talking to a law enforcement officer, whereas maybe they're not as comfortable talking with a particular teacher or someone in the school or someone that's a caretaker. It might be something that they feel better speaking with someone outside of their circle, so to speak.
Exactly. And there have been times where people always say, write it down. Whatever you're feeling, write it down. So be able to encourage children to start writing, putting things pen to paper. Also, again, like just bringing up their writing skills, having a reason for them to write, and then reading it back is going to encourage that literacy. But with them writing it out could be very therapeutic.
What was the reaction and how difficult was it to say, we're going to do this?
The Kennesaw Police Department is a phenomenal police department, and we really encourage community-oriented policing. Throughout the years of policing, I have always engaged with the smaller citizens in our community. So when I came to them and told them that this is something I wanted to do, the trust level was already built, and they told me to go with it. And so we had just made a Facebook profile picture, and that was the original way of getting it out, and we started getting letters in. And then as more people heard about it, the more it's starting to spread. And we're starting to see more letters from different states now of children writing to us. And I think one of my favorite parts to show this is that the police officers are now starting to see how important our job is to the littlest ones. Because sometimes we lose that insight with our day-to-day duties. So now that this is coming in and it's being appreciated on both sides, the department has been very supportive. Very, very supportive with this idea.
That's great, because as you know, there may be others who are listening right now who would like to implement a very similar program for their community and then be able to interact with young people in a pen pal program. And I would like for them to understand that it's not complicated to put this into place, to say we're going to exchange letters. It's a rather simple process, but
very simple.
I understand when it gets into whether or not you can do it as a police department, or there's all these, you know what I'm saying, there's all these different questions that people come up with. And I'm glad it was so easy there at Kennesaw Police Department and not complicated, because sometimes we can overcomplicate things.
We sure can. We definitely have a job where we overthink a lot, and that's just the nature of it. But this was great. I mean, as soon as we started getting letters, we started writing back to them during roll call, you know, when we have that downtime. And so we're able to write to them, send it in the mail, and then we just wait for the response or a new letter to come in. And then some of the children, we are able to have other officers write. So if you write to us, you may get me writing back to you, and you may get another officer writing to you in another couple of weeks to follow up. So we know that you're not forgotten, and we want to keep hearing from you.
That's wonderful. And in this same program, I have 8-year-old Austin Sosby, and he is also from Georgia. And last year he had his 8th birthday and no friends showed up to the party. And that was a concern for the family. It was a very sad situation for Austin. But this year they decided that they were going to do a card drive for his birthday. And he has already had an amazing response. And he's already getting that uplifting spirit because of what people are doing. And he's excited about the cards that he's receiving. And so there is something very important when it comes to letting people know that we care that comes in the form of a card or a letter. And Austin at 8 years old, almost 9, is seeing that at a very young age, the power of this. I was in the hospital when I was a child, and I still have a box of cards that I received when I was in the hospital, and have always thought of those people who took the time to send me cards and letters and to acknowledge that I was struggling at that moment in my young life in the hospital.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And then they're able to keep these from police officers too and let them know that they do have a friend out there in the community. I mean, maybe it could be an inspiration. I'm hoping that some of these kids will keep these letters, and when they grow up, they start going into middle school, high school. If they want to, a lot of the letters, children are telling us they want to be police officers. So if we can inspire them to keep on the straight and narrow so that they can achieve that, I'm hoping that they can keep those in their back pocket also as inspiration as they move forward.
Well, and they know they've got a pal. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody says, do you have a friend? Well, I do at Kennesaw Police Department.
Exactly, exactly. And we love it. Gosh, I mean, and we have small children, maybe 4 and 5, who their writing isn't strong, but they're able to write what they can, which is building the confidence we want them to get to succeed in school. And then and then they've also drawn pictures for us. So, I mean, they can, as small as they want, if they can draw us pictures to, you know, like we have a fifth grader who wrote to us, where it's much more, his dictation is much stronger. His writing is much stronger. And then what he's talking about, the content of it, is much stronger. So it's really fun to get that versatility where we can put that on our roll call board and show what kind of impact we're having with these children.
And one thing I will mention for those who may not know, postcards are still cheaper than a letter, putting a stamp on a regular letter type, and you can actually send a postcard for less money. So if money's a concern, go for the postcard route.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it is a concern and we want children to still reach out to us, they can always send us a message on Facebook and we can try and fix that. Maybe send up like a prepaid stamp with it so we can hear back from them. We really want to be all inclusive here.
That's great. I'm glad that you said that because I was just thinking about the kids that couldn't even afford a stamp. A lot of children can't do that. But
exactly.
To offer that, you know, for the ones that step up and say, I really want to be a part of this program and I really would like to have an officer send me a letter, that's great. And even on that end of things where they can message the department, say, I would love to receive a letter without having to send one initially, maybe ask, can I get a letter for this particular child or for themselves, and then get the ball rolling and see how the response is. It may be a nice back and forth interaction.
Yes, absolutely. They don't have to be the first ones to write to us. If there is maybe a child who's feeling a little bit insecure or maybe you just know of a child who would appreciate it but doesn't have the confidence to reach out, absolutely send that address to us and we'll go ahead and write them and see if we can get that relationship started.
Officer Martin, have you found any grants that were available for a program like this?
I have not. No, I am as low as you can get with the police department, but I enjoy what I do with the community. So when they said that this is something easy to do and write, like, absolutely, we're going to just do this during roll call. It's going to be what we can do. So right now it's just, we're using just our heart and our personal paper and pens to connect.
I just wanted to ask that because a lot of things are based on grants these days and whether or not someone can get a grant for a program. And there might be someone out there who says, hey, I can find, you know, $500 or $1,000 that can help do this, especially through some of our local businesses who will contribute. They will fund things like this if they know that it's a community-based effort. And so some of our businesses that you very well know of in Kennesaw could have a $500 or $1,000 amount to contribute to help with this.
That would be great, especially if we're able to give stamps so we can do more prepaid so the children can write back and not have to worry about any kind of financial hardship and still be able to keep that relationship with us.
I'll send you a couple of ideas when we get off the line.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. I want you now to be able to share how people can connect if they want to go ahead and send a letter and how they can also send messages to you, Officer Martin.
Yes, sir. So we use all platforms of social media. Facebook is one of the best ways that we use. We also use Instagram. We're the Kennesaw Police Department. All letters can be mailed directly to the Kennesaw Police Department. Our address is 2539 J.O. Stevenson Avenue. That's located here in Kennesaw, Georgia. Kennesaw is K-E-N-N-E-S-A-W, Georgia. Zip code is 30144. You can do attention Officer Martin or the Pen Pal program. And we would love to hear from everyone. Again, we've had Indiana and Alabama and Georgia write to us so far.
That's wonderful. And I know it's exciting to you too, Officer Martin, as you think about your own kids and the joy that they receive from receiving cards and letters. And now here are these other children who may have never had that experience before, and they're having an opportunity to have a pen pal through the Kennesaw Police Department. I love the idea. I love the fact that you're able to do this, and I know that you're passionate about it. As we move forward, just know that the Mark White Show is here to help however I can.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. I'm really glad that we can extend this to the community through state.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with 3 or more children, and kids 2 and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Red and yellow, pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
You can sing a
rainbow, sing a
red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Loretto, Tennessee at Loretto High School. And I have with me Mr. Zach Vaughn, who is getting to go to his first Alabama football game ever. Are you excited about this, Zach?
Yeah! What do you say to your fellow classmates throughout the hallways and throughout the school here at Loretta High School?
It's a roll tie.
I love it. So we've got Bob Sykes Barbecue going to feed you when you get to Bessemer on the way to Tuscaloosa. You got two tickets to the Alabama game against University of Louisiana Monroe. And then a little something extra ice cream. My friend Hunter Norwood is giving you some ice cream when you get out to the quad. So that's around Denny Chimes, and they have their food truck out there, and you can get some ice cream. Is that cool?
Yep.
And your mom, Mary, nominated you for this. So you've got a very cool mom who said, my son needs to get to go to an Alabama football game, and you're getting to go.
Roll Tide.
What do you say about your mom because of her nominating you? You got a sweet mom?
Yeah, she is. Been a sweet mom forever.
That's very cool. We're glad to be here at Loretta High School today to have you share about this special experience to get to go to your very first Alabama football game. And I don't want to miss, number 48 is going to be on the field, Neyland Hibbett. And he's the one that sent you the message. And Coach Saban's office is going to send you a box. Mm-hmm. And when that box gets to your house, you're going to have to let me know that the box has arrived, okay?
Okay.
Who is Coach Saban? How would you describe Coach Saban?
He's an offense.
He is the man with the plan, the process, right? We talk about the process, the GOAT. What does GOAT mean?
Me.
I like it. Zach Vaughn, glad to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about this special opportunity for you to get to go to your very first Alabama football game. Roll Tide, buddy.
Roll Tide.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile, pray what needs praying, Say what needs saying, 'cause we're
and we're back. This is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And right now I have with me Sharon Kaufman Carter to share about the Pink Lady Walk taking place October 8th at Big Spring Memorial Park in Athens, Alabama at 8 a.m. Now, the Pink Lady Walk is committed to promoting breast cancer awareness while assisting those who have been impacted by this dreadful disease. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the Mark White Show, Sharon Kaufman Carter. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sharon.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Doing great today. Glad to have you here on the show again, Sharon, as you share about the Pink Lady Walk and the importance of this for our community.
Yes, yes. I'm excited about it. This is the ninth year, and so we've been away due to COVID for the past 2 years, but now I'm happy to say that we're going to be in person this year.
Was it hard to get people back on board?
I hope not. I am hopeful that we'll have a great crowd this year.
And I guess I'm referring more to sponsors who have been sponsoring in the past.
Well, the sponsors, I think not so much. We've had a few sponsors that remained on board even during COVID. So I'm happy to announce that they still donate to us. But we welcome other sponsors as well.
Excellent. And you have been able to select with your board people who can benefit from Pink Lady Walk.
Yes.
Who is it this year?
Yes. Our two recipients for this year, one name is Arthurine Moore. She's a two-time breast cancer survivor. She was diagnosed in 2017 and again in 2022. And then we have another recipient. Her name is Sanitria Malone. She's a 27-year-old breast cancer survivor, and so she was diagnosed in 2022 as well. So we have two recipients, two individuals, and of course, the Patient Assistance Fund at the Southern Cancer Institute that was formerly the Cancer Center of Huntsville.
And we want people to be able to be a part of the Pink Lady Walk if they can come out and be a part of the walk. But then there's also several ways that people can contribute for those who may not be in the area. They can still contribute to this effort.
Right, right. You can donate, you can register, or you can become a sponsor. You can donate at pinkladywalk.org. That's www.pinkladywalk.org. You can also register. The registration is our fundraiser. With your registration, it includes a Pink Lady Walk t-shirt. And I'm happy to announce that this year we've added a run. So we hopefully will get some runners out. So if you are a runner, please come out and support us and register at the website, www.pinkladywalk.org. The registration for the runners is $35. It includes a t-shirt, a race bib, time and chips, a Pink Lady Walk bracelet as well. So come on out and support us. All you runners.
Yes, all the runners, please support this effort. I'm interested, too, in this employee matching. How does that work? Where do people do this at?
If your job has employee matching, just say if you work at Toyota and they participate in that program, whatever you match, the employer will match as well.
So whatever you donate, they'll match that donation?
If your employer has employee matching.
Very cool. Do you know any places in particular that do that?
I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure there are some. I think Toyota has employee matching.
That's definitely something to check into.
Yes.
The Human Resources Department for details about that, if that's possible.
Yes.
And then United Way Giving as a designated agency on the United Way form.
Yes. When you complete your United Way form, Pink Lady Walk is not listed on the form. But I am a qualified 501c3, so you can write me in as a designated agency.
And a lot of people do shop Amazon Smile, and they pick out a charity of their choice to be able to contribute.
Yes. Choose Pink Lady Walk as the charity of your choice.
And so when you shop on Amazon, they donate 0.5% of the price of your eligible purchases, and it goes to Pink Lady Walk. And then shop Melaleuca Wellness.
Melaleuca Wellness is a company that you can't find it online. So if you're interested in Melaleuca products, you need to contact Alexis Tony at 256-278-1038. And their products are all natural. They have cleaning products. They have lotions, all sorts of products like that. So if you're interested in all natural cleaning products for your home, contact Alexis Tony at 256-278-1038.
And again, people can donate, register, and sponsor at pinkladywalk.org. It is a 501c3 nonprofit. Furthermore, becoming a sponsor, and there's levels that they can contribute.
Yes, yes. I'm happy to say that to become a platinum sponsor, the amount is $3,000, and we will feature your logo on the website for a year. We will recognize that you are a platinum sponsor. We will put your logo on the back of our T-shirts. We'll have a large display of your logo at the event, and then we'll include your products, if you have any products, that you would like for us to include in our grab bags. Also, the gold sponsor is $1,000. We'll have your logo featured on our website for 6 months. We'll recognize that you are a gold sponsor. We'll have a small display of your logo at the event, and we'll include your, if you have any products, to include in our grab bags. And our silver sponsor is $500. We'll feature your logo on our website for 3 months. We'll recognize that you are a silver sponsor, and we'll also include products in our grab bags. So we already have two gold sponsors. That's Redstone Federal Credit Union and Steelcase here in Athens.
Very nice. Glad to hear that. And then, of course, there's the other option for people who can afford what they can, right?
What they can. And then if you are less than $500, then we'll feature your logo or your name on the website for at least 1 month.
This has been a great event that we've been part of now for several years, Sharon. And I want to thank you personally for your effort with the Pink Lady Walk. And I know that there's a team of people who help make this happen. It doesn't happen with one person, does it?
Yes. Yes. We have a team. I have my board of directors. That's Adrienne Wells. She's the secretary. Martha Washington, she's our advisor. Deshonda Bailey, she's our director. Alexis Tony, she's one of the director. Carolyn Carthen, she's the treasurer. And Brianna Hamlet, she's a director. So that's the team that makes up Pink Lady Walk.
Excellent. And to get down to the brass tacks, let's talk about the mission, purpose, vision, and services that are offered through Pink Lady Walk.
Yes, our mission is to help alleviate some of the financial burdens caused by breast cancer. We know there's always going to be money raised for research, but Pink Lady Walk's mission is to help the people that are actually battling breast cancer in the fight. So to date, we have raised funds for 15 breast cancer survivors, Hospice of Limestone County, the Cancer Center of Huntsville, which is now the Southern Cancer Institute. So we've assisted all of those. We've paid utilities, mortgages, rents. We've paid on local pharmacies. We've paid on people's account at local pharmacies. We've paid a host of wigs, bras, prosthetics. Everything. We just help the people that are actually battling cancer, breast cancer. And we help them just to, you know, just get to, we even fund help with the daily living expenses. So we want to help those people that are actually going through cancer.
That's so wonderful. And people who want to contribute, who want to be a part of this effort, again, go to pinkladywalk.org and find where you fit in this effort, where you can be a supporter of the Pink Lady Walk. And Sharon, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this effort.
Thank you so much, Mark. Also, I want to say that the last day to register to receive a T-shirt is September 15th. That's Thursday, September 15th. You will still be able to donate and sponsor, but you will not. I'm going to open the registration back up. But it's not going to be guaranteed that you will receive a T-shirt.
Sharon Kaufman Carter, we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about the Pink Lady Walk. So people listening, go ahead and get registered ASAP so that you can be registered by the 15th and be a part of this effort and get that T-shirt. I know that a lot of people love to have that T-shirt when they participate.
Yes.
Don't want to miss out on that.
Yes, don't miss out on the T-shirt.
Again, the Pink Lady Walk will take place Saturday, October 8th at Big Spring Memorial Park in Athens, Alabama at 8 a.m. To participate, go to pinkladywalk.org. To donate, register, or sponsor, go to pinkladywalk.org. You can also mail contributions to Pink Lady Walk, P.O. Box 1817, Athens, Alabama 35612, or call 256-874-4587, or email pinkladywalk@gmail.com. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show today, and will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to also follow The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.